Dick Dargaville's in for a corridor. Dick is a former Māori vice president of the National Party, and you'll be familiar now that they had their AGM annual conference held here in Monaco over the weekend. The political scribes are saying that there was not much changing there, but of course it's important times. They're sounding something old, something blue, but little new. Judith, Shane, regular Kai Korero with us here on Irirangi Wāte, and it's nice to have Dick Dargaville join us to reflect on some aspects of the annual conference held in Tamaki over the weekend. Took kind of Dick Tenakwe. Good to talk with you, Dick. No power play on Judith Collins, but that's not unexpected 2 years out, although, you know, many are acknowledging her fortunes appearing something on the rise. What did you read into what you're reading about the National Party conference held over the weekend, Dick?
Well, you know, if you look at it, she is on the rise. And I think there's two things in politics that actually do that. One is that now, like any government, this is only the second term for the Labour. And already the promises are starting to jade, and now the voters are not having much confidence in that. The issue of COVID-19 is now sort of still there, but this is not fundamentally the primary focus. So when that is no longer there, you've got to say, what is the economy like? I would say that Judith has done a damn good job at this point. She's a leader, and she's right. And I think I agree with that, that they can win. The key point is this, is that really, and I'm glad she hasn't put out any policies, because you know she's been attacking the opposition policies, such as Pua Pua, and yet she never raised that again. At their conference, I said Pua Pua is part of the National Party anyway once you get there. It is a question of how you're going to actually deliver resources and policy to Māori in that sense. But anyway, I believe, getting back to where it is now, that she's done well. She's moved now, you know, we're 29%, 46%, and of course, the ACT is up. So, you know, the other party now is coming up. So they can do that. The biggest issue now is to actually have control over what happens within the party. A lot of the reasons why National really, people got turned off completely was the in-house debauchery, the in-house scandals. And if she can contain that and keep that on the hand, it'll be, as far as I'm concerned, winnable. Because now you need to focus on going forward. And it seems to me that the areas she's picking, though, such as housing, which is a major area, National could not fix that. So you got to come up with something different than sort of saying we'll do better. How are you going to do better? Right now, Labour is trying its darndest to do what it possibly can within its economic constraints, within its capacity to do such. Even that is not successful. So I tend to think that probably she's quite right about that. The party needs to sit there and say, how can we increase the housing situation that is right out there now, which in fact now the Labour has come to a standstill. So in looking at that, I would say this. Yes, it's winnable. Now's the time to actually get that going. Two, they need to consolidate strongly. My concern right now is that the contest for the vice president with Goodfellow, I don't believe that he's the right person for that job. I had a lot of faith in Carter, because Carter really is the people, or he actually represents to me closer to the people of the party, and has no real strong right-wing connections. I would say that there's a right-wing element within Goodfellow, and that's not good. But I am quite sad that he missed out. And I don't believe that the current person, being Goodfellow, is going to be good for the party. However, you'll soon see. It's up to Judith Collins now to see how well she takes that forward. So all in all, my summation is this, is that yes, they've raised some points about what it is. I think it was only appropriate at this point not to throw out any policy at this point, because I know they're developing policy, and it's easy to be critical of the opposition, which she wasn't critical of. But she knows now that if you talk about Jacinda, she was going to be the champion of our children's well-being. But we know now those statistics have not gone down. They've increased dramatically. So what are we saying there? Was that a promise that she couldn't really achieve, or was it something that she was actually hoping would happen and it can't happen? So all these things are still cracks, you know what I'm getting at.
Well, it's interesting, and you'll understand why, being on a Māori radio, while we're looking at the Māori influence politically of all parties as well, Dick. Now, we know that John Key was quite pragmatic, and he brought the Māori party, you'll recall, into the tent. And some of the issues that Judith has raised, although quite rightly she didn't lean on too much, demand the debate. Her puapua. Does she risk, by not giving more support to the taha Māori aspirations, does she risk alienating Māori, and rather than seeking consensus, there might be divisiveness in that attitude? What's your thinking about the Nats and the way that they could work for our people, Dick?
Yeah, you know, I'd say that probably right now is her not into that puapua knows that, in fact, that the biggest challenge for the National Party is going to be in addressing the Māori issues. That's going to be the social and economic depressive issues that reflect upon Māori. The highest statistics for all those negative areas. That's not going to be easy. But I know she's not silly enough to understand the puapua is actually leading into that. It's a matter of how, in fact, in terms of Māori policy, that they're going to put into the Māori caucus that capacity and the capability to sort of move policies forward that, in fact, can focus on that. And I think that's where I sort of see that being successful. In other words, it's simply this. Don't try to do for Māori what you don't know and you can't do. You have quite a good, strong base there of Māori, young Māori, interest in their party members. I think you should delve that to them and say, look, here are some of the issues, Māori. What about, and tell me how you think that the party could best move forward. Secondly, Judith is very experienced. I've known her from way back, and she is pragmatic. For much as people may think she isn't, she is a pragmatic person. Whatever is best for the party and for the constituent out there, the voter, that's where she'll be. Māori right now is really at the is at the edge of the brink right now. We're right there. And what are they going to do policy-wise to bring Māori back in terms of housing, education, employment? Housing being the big one at the moment. Although she mentions that in her speech, the question of how they're going to do that. Even whilst John Key was the leader then for National, he couldn't do any better than what's happened to date. So that's a big issue. I think everyone knows. But there are matters that, if you're talking about Māori right now, you know, Māori now hold a huge economic base. We're $66 billion in terms of our prospect to actually contribute to the GDP. And I think that now we're more advanced economically, we're more advanced socially, to actually have a lot of those matters devolved to us. Housing could be one of those. If you and I can recall back in the days when housing was held by the Department of Māori Affairs, it was successful. Quite a simple system, don't complicate it. So I tend to believe that right now, if she wants support, because that's really where it's hurting the most, is Māori, notwithstanding the wider public, it is in that area of housing. So I believe that at the end of it, that if she is able to come back to her Māori party, come back to and to attract Māori voters, you've got to say, what is the National Party going to do to better the chances of Māori owning their own home? One, on their own land, and two, where they live urban.